Beginn der Karl Dav mit sagt es mit Geld auf beginn wir genommen auf beginn das nas das beginn mit dem Gemar han ich schlecht bei Kamisha gegen mir. When we say this day has three aliyahs, this day has five aliyahs, what are they correlated to? So Taisus addresses why at this point of Mishisha Shalim Kippurim, but regarding the six, Yom Kippurim, Levoya Lekamon. Oh, so that the Gemara didn't ask until later on what that relates to. Now Taisus is catching difficulty. Am I Levoya Medav Rosh Hashan Rosh Chodesh connected me? Meaning Yom Kippur we end up mentioning, but why do we mention why there's four on Rosh Chodesh and Shacholish Shemoyd and Cholish Shemoyd? And that's the sense for someone to say the Kippur at the time of the Moisiv. We understand that the fact that there's Musaf on Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh Amayit, that makes sense, it should be another Aliyah. But to add on 5 Yom Tov, 6 Yom Kippur, 7 Shabbos, doesn't hold that that should be in addition because of Karsan Skila, unless we find a correlation, which is what the Gemara's question and answer is over here. Next test, at the beginning of the Gemara, so where do we get 7 Aliyahs and Shabbos? Shibbutai Pnei Melech. It says in the Gemara 7, those who see the face of the king. Now, Pesach Kodesh, Rashi says, where do you find this? Is Dachash Verish in the Megillah Esther. It says, it's difficult that the sages would institute connected in Yonash Lisa Rasha regarding those who are the servants of that wicked Achashverish. That's how we have our Elias on Shabbos. Kach Pesach Ben Tam, therefore Ben Tam explains that Slice and Aksumas have a Yermi and Perk and Bez Melochim, Bez Perk Hafek Siv, hey, it says 5, and that's out of the 7. And Yisham explains that the 7 that mentioned Yirmiyah from the Sanhedrin and the 5 that mentioned the Malachim, that's from the 7, that's 5 out of the 7, that's the 5 in Yom Yomtiv, and that's Shashnam Shalhuskim Malachim, that's the 2 that not mentioned the Malachim, and Hamas Sefer Abdiyam, those are the scribes of the judges. But that's where we get it, not from Achaz Meir. To the next test, Master, the begins with the words of Gemara, Omer Yaakov, and Tesh says Mitzah, it's Yaakov, not Minah like Argus is, but Mitzah. Shem Habimin, which that's Minah means is he was a heretic, while he must kill Yaakov, would not have mentioned his name Yaakov, though the Ksiv, because it says the Pasuk initially, Shem Rosham Yaakov, the name of the wicked should be rotted, and we don't mention it, and therefore must be Mitzah, not Minah. To the next test, Master, the begin with the Gemara, Chadama Oilo, Chadama Ein Oilo, one says that the math accounts for the 7 aliyahs, and one says it doesn't. Now, Pasuk Ben Tam rules, the Kamala Kamandama Oila, that we rule like the opinion that says that the mafter will count for the 7 aliyahs. Therefore, our minig is on the fast, by mincha, shashlish mafter. When it gets shlishi, it gets mafter, because it counts for one of the 3 aliyahs. Same thing as Yom Kippurim by Mincha. Now, Av B'Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Yom Kippurim Shachas. However, on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippurim in the morning, I'm after 11 minyanim. We don't have the mafter as part of the 7 or 6 or 5 aliyahs. Why? The Kibbutzim with the less of aliyahs, because since those days allowed to add on aliyahs, Yechelon, the last is Minagain, Ali B'Kolam. We could do our minyanim like according to all opinions. The Av Alochik Vandame Noil, according to the one that holds that the mafter does not count for the numbers. So Abdin Shabbos, we're definitely doing good. We're doing it as a separate aliyah. And Vila have a Nami Alochik Vandame Noil, and even according to the one that says that it does count, become a Kamei Lochik, to be concerned, Shabbat Lozik, because you're allowed to add on anyway. Now, if Avakav Dabin Lochik Vandame Noil, the Gemara says later in the Chabbat Desim Beis Chalis, but about the Tzitzavim, if let's say the Shabbos that we read Pashash Kolm turns out to be on Pashat Tzitzavah, so you say, current sheet of Bevat Tzitzavah, so you six get aliyah in Pashat Tzitzavah, the Chabbat Chisisa, and one is, the mafter gets a parashat Kisisa, which the parashat Shkolm. Now, even though it's obvious from me that the mafter is going to be the 7th aliyah, because it's saying 6 from the parashat Shavuah, kamokam nagu akshav, still the custom today is likras hamafter shoshmini, to read mafter not as the 7th aliyah, but as the 8th aliyah. And kol zekadei linag minageinu, and all this is to do like our custom, like we said. Now, b'chazan shato, b'gama kol aseder shal Shabbos. Now, this comes to explain another related halacha. If the Balkari makes a mistake, and he finishes the whole laning of Shabbos, and he only did 6 aliyahs till the end. So then, then you go back, and the 7th aliyah reads what the 6th one had said to make 7 aliyahs. So if it's yamtiv, b'kar kol aminyan, shetarach, and it already had the 5 aliyahs, the shachar likus b'chavis ayim, and it forgot to read from the primary obligation of the day, every yamtiv according to what you have to lay, so then yachzer sefer Torah, so you bring back the sefer Torah, b'yikra achar b'chavis ayim, and you have another one read from what's obligatory for that day's laying. The achar shakar koydim have come on the lesson, and the last aliyah that had already read, the 5th aliyah, so then it's like as it wasn't there. Now, al b'shabbos al chanukah, but in contrast, by Shabbos Chanukah, where the mafter reads from the Chanukah Samizbeah, or Rish Chodesh al Chanukah, or Rish Chodesh that falls on Chanukah, where actually there's 3 that read from Rish Chodesh, the 4th one is from Chanukah, and they forget, and all the four aliyahs are of Rish Chodesh, and they don't lay in of Chanukah at all. and already put back the Sefer Torah. Then the Insaraf, then you don't have to bring back the Sefer Torah, because could easily be al Mdin the Chanukah, like we learned in the Medrash Tachumah of Chanukah, that the Hilchah say, Imashkicha b'Chanukah al-Kalikah. We don't pay attention to Chanukah at all. If you didn't read about Chanukah, that's okay. Now, B'yam Sheshbem Kam Musav. On days that the Kam Musav, that meaning with Davin Musav, so Goymer Kaddish Koyd Mashiyetzi Sefer Torah. So we do a full Kaddish that with Teskabel after Shachas, before we take out the Sefer Torah. So you don't say a full Kaddish of the Skabel before Kriyas HaTorah. Rather, you say Chatzi Kaddish and after Kriyas HaTorah, meaning after Asher Balatzin, then you say a full Kaddish with the Skabel. You don't lay less than 21 Pesukim, because L'Shiva B'nei Adam, for the seven Aliyahs, Kol Chad B'chad, each one of them has to have Shlesha Pesukim, three Pesukim. And on Shabbos and on Mondays and Thursdays, Asher Pesukim, you have to lay at least 10 Pesukim. And if you've forgotten, you didn't read enough psukim, then you have to go back and read, because that's the minimum obligation. The beginning words of the Gemara, Kivin Mishum Kavod Torah, who since it's the Maftar's reading from the Torah is only for the honor of Torah, that it should not be the same as Navi, connected in Amalai Bayi, so that we don't have to read more psukim correlating to that amount. Now, Tais says, V'kash Lefim in the Genu, it's difficult, according to the custom, Sha'an Noigim, B'chol Shabbos Hashanah, that the custom we have every single Shabbos, Sha'amafta Chayzev Akoyde Mashakoyde Rishayna, we have that the Maftar, actually, his eighth aliyah, he reads over what the earlier aliyahs had already laid. And he doesn't read anything that's afterwards, meaning further along in the Torah. So, Cain, if that's the case, Michael Bashani, why is the Gemara answering, given the Shem Kabbalah Torah, that what he learns from the Torah is only for Kabbalah Torah? So, can they never be in the Bibliom to have Sukkim and Daf Torah correlating to that amount? I didn't have a limit to the contrary. The Gemara should have said, keeping the Inkredo of Masha Kredo Shem, since only ending with the earlier Aliyahs already read, there's no more Pesukim from his Aliyah. So, Lishma Mino, rather, what you could infer from this is Taisim, Neha Tanoim, but in Dezo Tanoim, Hayam after Kar Masha Lekar Shem, that actually the Mafter actually would read Pesukim that the early Aliyahs did not read. And Machin Amanashim, so it sounds like, when they made the Kino Gimel Pesukim, Kinegde, Lamafter, Menavi, Kinegde, Masha Kredo Tayram, for the fact that we did institute three psukim correlating to the Maftar of Navi, according to what he read from the Torah, Lamandama Oila, according to the one that says actually does count. So he's the seventh Aliyah, so obviously, and that's 7 times 3, which is 21 psukim, never can be like the Gemara tells us shortly. It can't show him enough. And then we could infer, Shukari, Mashallah, Karashan, that obviously the Maftar would read what the early Aliyahs did not read from the seventh Torah. Then King Kasha, Lam on the in the like Masik, so that's difficult. So why is that not our custom? Why do we only read over the psukim that the early Aliyahs had already read? So in days of Nero, it would seem lafish v'me'ach hacham, because in days of the sages, lo ha'yom kaddish, they didn't say kaddish, but listen, shakadu kud ma'mafta ma'mafta. Between the first seven aliyahs and the mafta, or whichever amount of aliyahs according to whatever day it is in the mafta, they wouldn't say kaddish. Lo kachoya mafta ma'sam. So therefore, the mafta was the last aliyah, and therefore, he would be saying his own psukkim. But after that, the Gemara was compiled. They take no limit kaddish between those who shakadu shayin the mafter, and they instituted to say kaddish between those who had the early aliyahs and the mafter. Commercial tikkun, just like we find that they instituted limit to say baruch Hashem leil mama amin v'amin b'yiru enenu achas ashkebenu after the baruch of emayrib and birchas kishma after ashkebenu. Shlohayu oimim me'atunam, which that they didn't need the same days at tanoim. Veim tikkunu lohidia, and why did they actually institute it to let you know shetvoz abes reshut emayrib is reshus, and that you already said baruch Hashem kem leil mama when you said Hashem's name 18 times, you were like as if you already damaged ben esrei. And therefore, that's why they instituted that, to tell you that Ma'ib is voluntary. Machanami say, here also, Tiknu Lemi Kaddish, Ben Hashem Lamafter, it was only after the days of Tanoim that they instituted to say Kaddish between the first and the least and the Mafter. Why? Like, yeah, Shein Memin Hashem, to let you know that's not from the number of the seven of the obligatory aliyahs. And because of that, it's not part of the Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore now we just say over the Psukim that were said before him. He had the custom for the people of the city. Even when you take a 2 or 3 Sefer Torahs, depending if it's Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, that they still had this custom that the last one would just repeat over what the early ones had already read. Shikur Hashem McCall, that the early ones, they learn all of it. And the Mafter goes and repeats what the early ones already said. Rabbi Mishulam had people make this custom. And this is the minig that they have throughout all of France. That they changed the custom of Rashi and his teachers and that of Rabbi Natam, which their minig was in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that the seven aliyahs would read from the Pasha Shavua, and the Mafter would read from the Pasha Rosh Chodesh. Now the custom is that they all of them read everything, and the Maftar just repeats what the early aliyahs had already said. So it says, why don't we take out every single Shabbos, two Sivri Torahs? So that the first is the Parsha Shavua, and the second Shri to Yom Shabbos. Which anyways, we have this Yom Tovim that we say the Karbanos of that Yom Tov, and we have a separate Torah that's the Maftah, so why don't you do the same thing for Shabbos? So it says, it would seem like in the Parsha of Yom Shabbos, there's just two Pesukim. You don't read from a Sivri Torah to take it out, to make a Bracha, less than three Pesukim. And you can't start earlier from the previous parasha or end on the next parasha, because it's not something specific to that of Shabbos. But another answer you could give is that every Shabbos you have to make the haftarah from the topic of the parasha Shavua. And if you're going to always read every single Shabbos them after from the Karbonus of Shabbos, you're going to have to make the haftarah on what you just finished behind the Shabbos. Every single haftarah, every single Shabbos of the year is going to be the same topic about the Karbonus of Shabbos. But Yishlam, another approach you could say is because always in Karim Sefer Torah, Sheni, you don't read from the second Sefer Torah, the Karbonus, which is what we often do with them after, only those Karbonus that come in for atonement. Because it appears like I'm pregnant in the air, like the Moses laid on the Flaman Alpha Ramash, Karim Ben Yomtib, but that's what we read on the Yomtib. Mahan Li Sol, Kelik Ribman, therefore it's effective, but the Jewish people as if it was sacrificed. Of a Karbonus Shabbos in Bon Kabar, but the Mosav and the Shabbos not coming for atonement. Mashamachi and Karim, and therefore we don't read from that every single Shabbos from the second Sefer Torah.